Columbia University. Already surging in the polls, former President Trump's re-election bid could be about to get another shot of adrenaline. Mr. Trump has met privately with popular Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 197 points, the Nasdaq off 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today on Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Mike Hill, a former Florida representative from District 1 in the state of Florida legislature. We're always delighted to have Congressman Hill with us. We're talking about today crisis in America. We're dealing with the issue of what each and every one of us should recognize is a serious crisis. It is the promulgation of lawlessness in America as we watch our U.S. Colleges and universities, as we watch our campuses being overrun, taken over by what I'm calling Islamic jihadists. If they're not the Islamic jihadists, they're, as Alan Dershowitz called it, the useful idiots. In fact, Alan Dershowitz makes the statement. Let me just read it. Alan Dershowitz says there are hundreds and hundreds, no thousands of university-aged students participating now in the anti-Israel protest on campuses across the nation. Most of them have little idea of the reason for their protest, according to longtime liberal lawyer Alan Dershowitz. He said they're useful idiots to those who have more nefarious motive behind the protest and the violence. But the threat is that they're being groomed for future terrorists. Dershowitz, professor of law emeritus at Harvard University, wrote in a column for Gladstone Gatestone Institute, where he's a fellow. He says some of the signs say pro-Palestine, ceasefire now, in the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. But these benign statements hide a far more malignant agenda: the end of Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people, and the end of America as the world's leading power, and the end of democracy and a free market economy as we know it today. Dershowitz goes on to say there are shouts of "We are Hamas, death to America, burn Tel Aviv to the ground, Israel, go to you know where, Jews, go back to Poland. The chants from river to the sea, Palestine will be free," is pervasive. Free of what? Free of the Jews is the goal. And ladies and gentlemen, if we allow that to take place, if we witness it happening, and we do nothing, we are going to be witnessing in the very near future that same attack, those same chants, those same movements to destroy and to undermine the Christians in the United States of America and around the globe. I've got stacks of documents that can validate that statement. Congressman Hill, What are your thoughts? Do you believe, do you feel, is it your opinion, that if this is not quelled, that we will have a boiling over into the chants against Christians and the Christian nation as we know it today, and churches and pastors? What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. You're right. They'll come after Christians with a vengeance, as they did during COVID, where they tried to shut down churches so that we could not meet and worship, that we couldn't sing in the choirs. Even in, where was that, Mississippi, they couldn't meet in their cars in the parking lot as the pastor was giving the message through the radio in their cars. They came to arrest those people.
Yes.
Indeed, they will go after Christians. And why? Well, why is that? Because Christianity is in and of itself against the state government controlling your lives. Our Constitution controls the government. It tells the government what it cannot do. It sets the people free. With the communists, they put the state at the very highest point. Christians put God above the state. And so we can't have Christianity around, because that challenges their power structure, where they said the state is the highest power. You do what the state says. You don't do what the Bible tells you, what your Christian values and beliefs tell you. You do what the state tells you. And that is why they're going to go after Christians. This whole protest movement that we're seeing right now, Dr. Youngblood, mark my words, right now we're seeing it in the United States on these college campuses. It's going to spread to campuses and places throughout Europe and yes. other parts of the world. It is going to happen, because what we're seeing is not just this fake idea of civilians being killed in Gaza. They don't care about that. They don't care about civilians being killed. If they did, they would be protesting the Ukrainian-Russian war, where hundreds of thousands of civilians have been injured and killed since that conflict started. That's all a ruse. What they are doing is shaking their fist at God.
Yes, absolutely.
They hate God. They hate the Israelites because they have been called God's chosen people, and they hate
yes.
Christians. And that yes. is how they're manifesting it right now.
Absolutely. And Congressman Hill, and for our audience, I'm looking at a headline. Now it's the United States that gets caught persecuting Christians. And I've got article after article after article of Christian persecution in America. But this one says, long have reports of the persecution of Christians highlighted China, Pakistan, multiple Islamic nations in Africa, those hotbeds of hate for Christians in the Middle East. But now it's the West, America, that is being called out for Christian persecution. Now, for most of our listeners, Congressman, they may not be aware of that. They may not go into a store and there'd be a question by the storekeeper, the shopkeeper, are you a Christian or not, and then rejecting you and your money if you're a Christian. But we're on the fast track for that on a global basis, and for anyone to say that it is not going to happen in America, they just simply have their head buried in the sand. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts for a moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, you really are hitting on all eight cylinders. Do you realize that these universities are getting huge millions from the Muslim world? The Qatar Airlines are giving, mm-hmm. I think it's Yale, millions. And these professors are atheists. They think they're so smart that to believe in God, that's too trivial. So they're God haters. And they work for a fixed salary. They don't get money like, say, Donald Trump. But yet they read the same college textbooks that Donald Trump read. But they didn't do the homework and the hard work, so they're jealous. But it's easy to buy them off. They're atheists, so they'll believe anything. But it's the money. It's the Islamic money. It's what's causing these universities to go so far left.
Tom, you're exactly right, brother. Congressman Hill, how do you respond to that statement? What's your take on it?
Yes, Tom is correct when he stated that there's millions of dollars coming from the Middle East funding these colleges and universities and sending their students here. They fund these chairs and departments at these colleges and universities, and most of the time that's not being reported. It's even happening right here in Pensacola, University of West Florida, where they receive huge sums of money from Middle Eastern companies, and even though they are supposed to report it, they don't. And we're seeing it at these, not only at these elite colleges, universities, so-called elite Ivy League schools, they're happening with colleges and universities around the U.S. And we're seeing a manifestation of that, of these students protesting. I think I read this morning or yesterday that the University of New Mexico is now staging a protest. What does the University of New Mexico have to do with any of this? It's because they are receiving money from these Middle Eastern countries.
Absolutely. They bought and paid for our educational system in America, and you touched on that, and Tom, I'll speak and then see if you have a follow-up. But even Penn State University, and the Penn building that Joe Biden has one of his offices in, which had hundreds if not thousands of highly classified documents that was found there available to expressly available to the Communist Chinese Party because they'd funded hundreds of millions of dollars to Penn State. We need to recognize that America, it's not a matter of future tense that we're going to have the invasion of the Islamic jihadist and the communist that's coming in. We already have it. They're in America, in waiting, ready to destroy our constitutional republic. And they're on the fast track doing it. I'm looking at a headline, and Tom, I'll get your response, and then Congressman Hill. Netanyahu warns of terrible consequences in America and the world if anti-Semiticism is not quelled. What is your response to that? Tom, are you there?
Yes. I believe that the Jews aren't paying off good, and the Islamics have learned money will buy America. So they're playing the same game that China's playing. And when you take an atheist, they have no skin in the game about Israel or Christianity. So they really don't care. It's just all about the money.
All about the money, power, and control. Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for your call, for your input today. Congressman Hill, I'm going to read a paragraph in that article. Headline, Jerusalem, Israel. Pro-Hamas demonstrators that began at Columbia University in America have spread to a number of other colleges' campuses throughout America. In Israel, the protests are reminiscent of darker times for the Jewish people. Police arrested nearly 30 demonstrators Wednesday at the University of Texas, and it's estimated that nearly 200 campuses have some form of anti-Israel protest, including Yale, USC, and Harvard. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly warns against the anti-Semitic and anti-American rioters. He says anti-Semitism mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel, the attack on Jewish students, and the destruction of America, end quote. Congressman Hill, should our listeners be surprised? Secondly, should our listeners be concerned at what they're hearing today?
Well, I would say surprised, yes, because this has caught us off guard. We didn't realize the Middle East was funding these colleges and universities to the amount that they are until more recently, and we're seeing the effects of that. We should be surprised, and we should be concerned, but I'll add this, Dr. Youngblood, we should not be afraid.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of them. God will fight for us. What we should do instead is be ready to stand firm, push back when they tell you to be silent. No, we're not going to be silent as we watch these protests that are going on. But we are saying that these students who, by the way, will use any excuse to not go to class, go back to class. Parents who are seeing that and their students are not participating in this should demand their tuition be returned to them, because the university is not producing the product that they want. And they should demand that their money back from that. We're seeing where there are more and more of the some of the very wealthy who are canceling their endowments at these colleges and universities. We need to see more of that. We should be concerned, and we should be concerned enough to put a stop to it.
Congressman Hill, you're exactly right. Before we take our next caller, let me say this. I'm looking at a headline. It says, Columbia Chaos, that's from Columbia University. This is 100% Obama come full circle. 100%, this is 100% Obama come full circle. What you see happening right now in New York on all started at Columbia University way back in the 1980s. Obama was my classmate, this writer says, and now it's full circle back to the roots. Columbia University is the canary in the coal mine, end quote. Explain that to our listeners as you perceive it.
Oh, that's a correct statement. You know, here's Obama, and not only did he go to Columbia, they say he went to Harvard, even though there's scant record of that. And he's supposed to be so smart and intelligent and brilliant. He is nothing more than a capitalist-hating, Israeli-hating, and I'm not saying that just because of my own opinion. We saw how he treated Netanyahu and how he treated Israel when he was president. How he gave billions of dollars to the Iranians in cash. And then Trump stopped a lot of that, and Biden came, and of course, with the urging of Obama, gave them all that cash. And what are we seeing from that? They are now attacking Israel. They're attacking U.S. forces with the money that Obama and Biden gave them. And so that the title of that article, this is Obama come full circle, is absolutely right. They installed Obama to do a fundamental change of America. After 8 years, he couldn't complete the job because America is so resilient. Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish it, but Trump surprised everyone, and America surprised them, because we did take our nation back for a brief period. Until they stole, and that's my opinion, they stole the election in 2020, installed the Biden regime in there to continue what Obama started. But I believe, Dr. Youngblood, that in November, we are going to take this country back. We're going to take it back from those anarchists. We're going to take it back from those God-hating, Israel-hating communists. We're going to take it back from them, because this is our country, not theirs.
Amen. Before I introduce our next caller, looking at this headline, this is 100% Obama come full circle. It says, Upper Manhattan, where the anarchy at Columbia University is on display, the Jew hatred, the anti-American hatred, the American hatred, the hatred for capitalism, the desire to destroy America, the nation's greatest ever blessed of God. Then a few miles south of the lower Manhattan is the courtroom where a rigged communist show trial is happening to destroy the greatest symbol of everything Obama hates, President Donald J. Trump. And he goes on to talk about what is taking place and the comparison. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hello to both of you. I am so shocked, and I even feel like David right now. And about these uncircumcised idiots, and also to anyone that's American and going and helping them. And our president has stooped so low to let something like this be done on our soil, on our land, a country that was built on God, supposedly. I can't understand how we're letting this go on and not bringing out the National Guard or putting a stop to it. And instead of having Obama phones on every corner that you can sign up for, why don't we do something to let these people know, look, we're clothing you, feeding you. giving you shelter, giving you money, and then you're going to wake up every morning and come out and say, kill us? That is so insane.
Well, Terry, I'm going to give a response, then ask Congressman Hill to respond. But I've written several books on Islam. One is Islam Tolerant? The other is The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, two of the major ones. And that I state hundreds and hundreds of surahs, that's verses, out of the Noble Quran, that's Islamic holy book. And Islam has a goal, and that is global domination. Global domination. And there's some in the political realm that say that, you know, Islam is not one that would be jihadist, all of Islam. I've said this for years, and it's my opinion. Others can disagree if they like. If it's Islamic and they study the book called the Quran, if they believe the Quran, they will rise up at the given opportunity and confront America, destroy America, because they hate America. And the FBI, in their investigation of what happened at 9/11, and I've got that quoted in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? And the question was, what caused 9/11? Their several-year investigation, and the summary was, it's because they were reading the Quran, and it's as a result of the Quran that motivated them to make the attack on America. That has not ceased. That has not stopped. In fact, if anything, it has grown more cankerous and a deeper embed in America. And because of our open borders, we've allowed the Islamic jihadists, the invaders, to come in. And Biden is saying nothing and doing nothing. Congressman Hill, what's your take on that? Am I on target? Is that off target?
No, you're right on target, Dr. Youngblood. They do hate America. And the reason they hate America is because America was founded on Christian principles.
Yes.
And they hate Christianity because they hate God. They worship the demon god of the crescent moon. That is their god. They hate the true living God. And it's on full display right now, Dr. Youngblood. And as the caller was saying, we should not be tolerating this. But here's an observation I have, Dr. Youngblood. I have not seen these protests on any colleges or universities in Florida. I don't know if they've taken place and I just haven't heard about it, but I have not heard about that happening in Florida. And I think that is because Governor Ron DeSantis would not put up with that nonsense. And I think once Trump gets elected in office, he is not going to put up with this nonsense either.
One of the things that I find fascinating that you mentioned that, and I'm looking for the article. I don't have it right before me. They did try to do that at the University of Florida. I don't know if it was Florida State or just University of South Florida. But Ron DeSantis gave orders for the police to go and arrest everyone. He said, listen, in the state of Florida, our colleges are not day school. They're not kindergarten. They're not a nursery. We're school, and you're going there for school, or we're going to remove you. And so they sent the police in and immediately removed that small group, a handful, that was trying to take over one of the universities, one of the college campuses here in South Florida. So you're exactly right, and I'm thankful for his move. He did that summarily. He did that quickly, and I'm thankful that he did that. I am thankful for the privilege that we have of talking about these issues today, because I believe our listeners need to understand what is happening. And I'm looking at a headline, Harvard students removed the American flag from the campus. The American flag was removed. At the Columbia campus, the Palestinian flag was hoisted at the Harvard University that was replaced by the Palestinian flag. This in part reads this way. Pro-Hamas Harvard University students removed the American flag on at least three campus buildings. Old Glory was replaced by the Palestinian flag. Seems to me, this writer says, if an American university refuses to fly the American flag, we should refuse to send any of our tax money. And I believe it was Terry just a moment ago, one of the other callers had mentioned about the tax money. And I believe all tax funding ought to be cut off summarily from all of these universities. Harvard University has about $550 million in endowments. Each of these major universities have that. And as you said, Congressman, it's coming, flowing in from the socialist, Marxist, communist nations that want to control America. They're doing that by subversion, by coming in and funding the different projects and the programs that they want to use to indoctrinate, to absolutely how would you say, brainwash American students, these college universities and university students. If I think that you could take 80% of these, Congressman Hill, that's out there demonstrated and marching now, you can put them before a global globe, spin it around. They could not find Gaza if their lives depended on it. And yet, as you said, they're pretending they're concerned about Gaza. They're not concerned. They're simply uprising against America, and they're chanting, "Death to America." I don't understand. Perhaps you can help enlighten me. I cannot fathom why you'd have people living in America coming from other countries, jihadist Islamic countries in particular, communist countries, that will come into America, have the freedoms that we have the opportunities that's afforded in America, and then rise up and demand death to America, death to America. I can't. It is so perverted, it's so outlandish, I can't even get my mind around that thought and what is taking place. Congressman Hill, in my most humble opinion, I believe the uprising of Islam against the Jews, if not stopped, and we touched on it earlier, if not stopped, we'll witness the serious escalation into Christian persecution. And that's where we're headed. Your comments on that thought.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. You know, one of the questions I have is, where are the American students mm-hmm. on these colleges and universities when they take down the American flag and put up the Palestinian flag? Where are the American students saying, no, you're not taking down our flag? Where are they? Well, I can guarantee you they're around, but they don't want to get arrested because they would get arrested quickly, whereas these students who are protesting against America, they're not. Some of them are, the more violent ones, but a lot of them are not, and they don't mind being arrested because a lot of them aren't even students at that university. They're paid protesters who have been sent in. They have nothing to lose if they do get arrested, because they had nothing before they started protesting. So they'll go, they'll get arrested, and then they'll get bailed out by George Soros money, Kamala Harris setting up funding to bail them out. But you let an American student who will try to prevent them from taking down the American flag and put up the Palestinian flag, they'll get arrested, and they have a lot to lose, because their parents sent them there, or they're paying for it so that they can have a good paying job upon graduation. They have a lot to lose. And so that's why you don't see, I believe, a lot of the American students pushing back against this. You do see some of the Israeli students, because they're being specifically targeted, who are standing up, but it is rare and small in number. We need more and more of Americans to stand up against this. In addition to, as DeSantis did in Florida, you send in the police force to quell this immediately.
Yes, absolutely. Congressman Hill, we're delighted that you took time out of a busy schedule to join us today. Your insight, your thoughts, your opinions are valued, and we're thankful that you took time to join us. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to